I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What did you think of Craig Counsell's explanation of Ryan Pressly's awful performance?
He couldn't finish hitters, essentially. I mean, that was it. You know, and it snowballed a little bit, and you know, we essentially, you know, we got to a point where we're just trying to get through the inning, and we just didn't play. The last 10 or so outings have been, I think he's given up one run in the last 10 outings, so it's been pretty good. You know, the swing and miss we're struggling with, and that's the finish in the hitter, you know, but he's been making pitches for sure, just not tonight.
What could Counsell have said, done differently?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right, Dustin. I think you put it on him because you didn't want to have to start using up your bullpen after you've used up your bullpen. Now, I don't know what he could have done differently. I think the guy has – we've all quieted down quite a bit, and he has done okay. I don't know that we saw that one coming. I think that – Whenever you're uncertain about somebody and they do poorly, oh, yeah, I saw that coming. Oh, I knew that was coming. But he seemed like he had stabilized. Is that unfair to term it that way? I don't know that he was coming out and just lights out or anything, but he seemed like he had stabilized and you were getting a good enough performance from him. And then, obviously, he just went totally off the boil and you just stayed with him because you didn't want to eat up your bullpen. You got to... a game today, for God's sake. So I guess I understand why you left him out there, but I don't know when a guy is that bad. I don't know what you say about it. I don't know how you sugarcoat it. I don't know what you're supposed to do to pretend like it wasn't awful.
I felt like he did actually sugarcoat it a little bit in the second answer. Well, the last 9 or 10 outings, you know, he tried. He didn't. He felt like he needed to. He didn't want to. But then he went back to he doesn't have the swing and miss stuff. Can't finish the batter. Wow. How about, you know, no coffee today? Right, coffee's for closers. You're not a closer anymore, so no coffee for you.
Glengarry Glenn Ross.
He gave up 9 runs and 5 hits. And he only threw 26 pitches.
That's not good, right?
26 pitches. It felt like it was an eternity. It felt like he was out there for 5 innings.
It did.
And every time a new batter walked to the plate, I thought to myself, why is he still in there? Put us all out of our misery. I understand conserving the bullpen and making him wear it, which is not – is that – that much value
was,
in that.
I think it was more about preserving the bullpen.
Okay,
I also don't think he thought he was going to give up 9 runs.
You went Well, I know, but I know, that's kind of the point.
Once you get to three.
Once you get to four, how long are we going to let him go in here?
You're right.
Nine?
Yep.
You know why that's never happened before at Wrigley Field? Because after six, the manager was like, hey, I got to get my guy out of there. Theo Barr was ready. This is not a Craig Counsell gripe. I didn't have a problem with Craig Counsell not bunting with PCA at the plate. I don't want to turn in. I'm not down on Craig Counsell really at all. I think that he's one of the reasons they are off to the kind of start they're off to. But I did wonder how long is too long, and I think we all saw the answer.
It's a great question.
Voice of Zach Zabin will be with you guys at 9. John Birdie made another error at third base last night. Then all seems to find the Cubs' weakest defender. What's the right approach at the position for Craig Counsell? Or is it just that going to be something we're going to have to accept?
At the risk of repeating myself, my first reaction to this error, which was, I'm going to throw home. No, I'm not going to throw home. I'm going to do the misdirection and no look pass to first base. And then I'm going to throw it in the dirt and make an error. And then after that, I was thinking, bye-bye, Birdie. I don't know that that's working either. It's like as soon as you get to the point with the Cubs, they have to count on a third baseman, Gage Workman. Yeah. He makes an error.
What did they do after that error?
He's gone. But John Birdie now has made a couple defensive plays that are uncharacteristic of him, or maybe they aren't, but his reputation said that he was going to be better defensively. Nicky Lopez has been solid defensively. Great pregame interview with Zach. Nicky Lopez happy to be a Cub. His family is full of Cub fans. I ride the hot hand, and he was pretty hot the night before. The day he made a good play, and he had a nice walk. Then we go to Birdie, and this is what you get. It's there's frustration in your voice because that was a game that left you frustrated, full of it. And I just don't know what direction they go now, because we could have another question, which is the bigger priority now. Starting pitching after Colin Ray coming back to earth, the bullpen after Ryan Pressly becoming Ryan Stressly again, or third base after John Birdie made another bad throw.
Well, here's what I would expect everybody but John Birdie and his parents would agree on. John Birdie shouldn't be in the lineup today. I don't care if he's got a .500 batting average against today's pitcher. He's not at third base. The pitcher, Ben Brown, if he's over there, it would shake my confidence. I mentioned in the first segment of the show, what the heck? Throw Justin Turner out there. He's been out there one, okay, and if it doesn't work out, then get Nicky Lopez immediately out there. Or just go right back to Nicky Lopez if that's what you think. But here's what you don't do for sure. John Birdie doesn't play third base today, period.
Yeah, John Birdie's not the answer. I don't know what the question is, but he's not the answer. That is not the guy that's going to solidify the third base position, and you don't have to worry about upgrading. That's not the guy. So I think that if it were me, I would leave Nicky Lopez there. And you know, the problem is we all know who Nicky Lopez is. And he's a great fielding, no-hitting second baseman, light-hitting second baseman. But he can play third base, and he can position the field. But I don't think you're going to get a lot out of him with his bat. But you know what?
What?
He got on base a couple times.
I know.
So why did you not stay with him for a couple of games? Why not just see if he can continue to get on base a little bit? You know, maybe there's some goodwill and good karma. Who knows? But I think after that error, you just can't bring him back today. I agree with that. And I would think about buying more time until Shaw can come back, or you go make a move. But I don't think they're going to make a move after making a move last year and then having to trade that guy.
4 years ago, Nicky Lopez hit .300 in 151 games for the Kansas City Royals. His on-base percentage was .365. He's a professional hitter.
He might be able to get on base a couple times. Here and there.
You know what Dustin wants the Cubs to do.
He's a fielder. That's what he is.
Dustin wants the Cubs to go get Moncada.
Oh, God.
But I wanted them to do that in the offseason, to be fair, but right? Before he ended up with the Angels.
That's not going to happen.
Why?
This series.
Because the man who shows up in time will pull a muscle.
And some insurance. A three-run homer. His first as an Angel. Hakuna Moncada with the best play in baseball. The three-run blast.
Pick six.
Dustin wants an Angel in the infield.
Want one on my shoulder. Did you get a kick hearing Nico Hoerner talk to the afternoon show about all the attention Pete Crow Armstrong is getting? Hoerner talked about the combination of people pumped to see him succeed, but also, quote, give him a healthy amount of grief when he does some things that are unique.
You got to be a little delusional, I think, to do special things as an athlete and, like, expect yourself to do the incredible. And I would way rather play with someone who's on that end of it than, like, who's cautious and nervous to make a mistake.
So, did you enjoy what you heard from Nico Hoerner about PCA with our afternoon show of Spiegel and Holmes yesterday right here on The Score?
It was pretty funny. He was talking about Nico diving for that ball and not getting there, and they took apparently a bunch of photos, and by the time they were in the, they were back in the clubhouse, they had all, you know, they were just giving him a hard time about trying to make a play he couldn't make. But he's right. You know, the reason that Nico is having a laugh out of it is because the guy is doing so well. And the reason he's doing so well is because he's loaded with confidence and he believes he can do anything. And he's willing to take chances and he's willing to make a fool of himself because he thinks he can make every play. And that's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. And I think what I liked about it is the idea that everybody's kind of having some fun, that there's like this feel-good within the group with a young guy that is coming into his own a little bit. And he also said in that interview that what you don't see is how hard he works, how PCA is like the first guy out there taking extra work, doing everything. There's a reason that he's been advancing in the fashion he has. I thought that was a good thing. But yeah, it's when you got a guy that is a great energy guy, you know, maybe you got to curtail him a little bit, but enjoy it and enjoy watching it.
We're really fortunate to have a lot of great coaches and players joining the station on a weekly basis.
Yes.
But I will say Nico Hoerner might be on my personal Mount Rushmore. I feel that's almost appointment radio on 2:30s on Tuesday. He really does take you into the clubhouse. And as you were pointing out there, Mully, like down on the field, the pregame, what got you. You really get an idea of what it's like to live the baseball life, I believe, with Nico Hoerner. And Spiegel and Holmes do a great job with the questions that they ask him. But it was thought-provoking. It was very inside. You learned something.
Yep.
Thought it was great.
Yeah, he'll be great in the studio or a booth one day if he wants to do that after he's done playing, which is a very long time away. Pete Crow Armstrong is authentic, and part of his natural personality is he's at the center of a lot because he is a little brash and he is very confident, but he has fun, and I think he has an ability to kind of understand when it's time to laugh at yourself, and he doesn't take himself too seriously at those times, and that is a way to ingratiate yourself to older teammates who probably had to get used to him a little bit because he was a guy that he's tracking down every fly ball, running into outfielders, running into infielders. He's going to have to know, or they're going to have to learn, that it's either his territory or not, and that's going to be that's just a byproduct of being as confident as he is. He thinks he can get to everything. But hey, last night was another one of those games. He can get to everything. He's jumping against the basket. He's sliding in right field. He is everywhere. And Craig Counsell still, at one point in time, I think, expressed the opinion that he might be the most complete defender at any position in baseball.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, they give him a hard time. Nico Hoerner lets us have a glimpse of that. And despite last night's profound disappointment, this is still a very fun Cub team and season.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, okay, next question.
How can the White Sox manager Will Venable respond to last night's meltdown after Chase Mydroth let a routine pop up bounce off his head? Ozzie Guillen said this post-game.
This is ugly. Yeah. You know what? I just told BJ over there and the guys, I go, you know what? He said, I was the manager of White Sox. I said, hey, everybody stay on the field. Leave the lights on. We practice to 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody go back to the field. Let's go. There's nothing you can do about it. You're just like, oh my God, what is this?
What will Venable's response be?
I don't think he'll have any response in terms of a lineup change. I don't think you bench a guy after that. I'd be curious to see what Ozzie says about that question. Has he ever benched a guy because of a physical error like that?
Mydroth's too good a player. You don't have any good players.
But you can't let that dictate whether or not you would bench him or not. If he didn't run out of ground ball, you bench him. If he was lazy or something, maybe a mental mistake, you bench him. I don't think you bench him because he lost the ball in the lights and let the pop-up hit him in the head. I think that's just one of those things that makes every blooper real, and it's something you have to try to get past, and the best way to do that, I think, for Will Venable is to respond with unconditional support, full enthusiasm, and just you keep Mydroth at the top of the order and in your lineup. I don't know that you can do anything punitive. It's not something that would – it's just was a bad break, and it's something you try to forget, but you're never going to be able to. And it's just one of those things that's going to stay with the young man until he gets better and there's another highlight or enough highlights. But I'd be curious to see what Ozzie says about has he ever done what he said he would do? Has he ever kept the team after a game to go do infield because they were so bad defensively? But yes, the Sox yet again snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory. And it reminded you, that was reminiscent. That was the first time, not the first time maybe, but the most egregious example of a reminder of what happened last year. That looked like last year, something that would happen in 2024.
It's so, so White Sox of recent vintage. 8 o'clock will be appointment radio once again. Ozzie on with you guys. And you do have you do have Lenin Sosa, right? Couldn't he play there today? You know I would have him take a seat.
You'd bench him? You'd bench him.
I don't know if benching, he'd get a day off.
That's benching him.
Okay, well, you could say it's a day off. They've four games in Kansas City.
I got to be honest with you. I think that they've got a manager who's a very even-keeled guy. And I think that there's no way that any baseball player is going out and letting a ball hit him on the head. I mean, that is just not what you would do. You would jump out of the way if you couldn't see it. I mean, the fact that the guy tried to make the play and lost the ball, it is not, when you start talking about corrective punishment, something punitive, there is no value in trying to punish someone for a mistake of losing the ball in the lights. It's not something, like, you don't go out like, wait, you guys won't believe it's my head. It is very strong, and it doesn't bother me to get clobbered by one. Watch this. Like, he's not messing around. He was trying to make a play. He lost the ball. I do not believe you need to punish anyone for doing that. I don't get that, Dustin. And I think that this guy is very even-keeled, very even-tempered, and I think he will take it as what it is meant they have one save on the year. They don't have someone who can come in and close out a game. They don't have someone on their staff. I mean, where's the hillbilly elegy? Where's that guy? Is he down in AAA still? I don't even know what happened to him. But the toothless guy they had there for a while trying to be a closer, the fidgety fella. I don't know whatever went on with him, but I got no interest in seeing that guy. They don't have a closer. They didn't close out a game. They didn't do it by throwing the ball correctly. They didn't do it by fielding it correctly. They can't do that part of the game. You're not going to win a lot of games when you can't do that. And I think picking on blaming a rookie who's one of the few guys worth watching on your team does not help you in any way. I think I want to see Chase Madroff play if I go out and watch the White Sox. I don't think I want to see name a guy who you would put in his stead.
Lenin Sosa.
Okay, I like Lenin Sosa. I'm not going to pick on him. I'm just saying, I don't understand how giving him a day off would make him better next time out. Don't get
it. That's another really good question.
Well, that leads us into the next question, because this guy got a day off on Tuesday. Luis Robert Jr. didn't start Tuesday, apparently, according to Will Venable, the even-keeled manager of your White Sox, because the White Sox play 26 games over the next 27 days. How do you feel about that decision?
I mean, I thought it was idiotic, to be honest with you. I don't get it at all. The guy finally seems to start playing a little bit, and now you're going to sit him down because you're worried about what happens in 27 days. I thought they were going to trade him before then. Aren't they going to trade the guy? I keep reading that he's going to be traded any 5 minutes.
What day is it?
Why not let the guy...
What time is it?
...build on playing well instead of giving him a day off. I don't know. Didn't like it. Don't like it. Makes me wonder what's really going on.
Totally agree with everything Mully just said there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense in the world. And the same reason why you could get away with sitting my draft today, you could use the 26 games and 27 days excuse, but this is idiotic. I mean, he's the only guy that, you know, has a little bit of slug in his bat, and he's sitting, and you end up losing a game by a run where you could have. I mean, it just doesn't give him the day game off. I mean, come on. I can't buy that.
So I was in the Chicago Sports Network newsroom when I saw the lineup yesterday afternoon. I immediately thought he must be injured.
Exactly.
And so I asked Chuck Garfine, who would be in a position to know, and Chuck said, well, I'll try to find out, because he assumed similar
same thing.
Because you see Luis Robert Jr. on a hot streak. What was the stat? 8 stolen bases, 3 home runs, and all these things in a condensed period of time. And he was coming into Kansas City hot. And so you thought either he's injured or he's getting traded. And either one, but when you find out, and because then Brooke Fletcher asked Will Venable, and Will Venable answered and all the things, and he said, well, that was this tough stretch ahead. I don't think that's an acceptable reason.
Totally agree.
If you're going to be a guy that is going to lead that team, if you are the best player on that team, I don't know why you do need a day off. It's May 7th. It's not like you are in the middle of the dog days of summer. You're just getting started, and you're staying hot. Wouldn't you want to be in the lineup if you're Luis Robert Jr.? So I did not like this decision. I did not really accept the explanation, and I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, these are questions we really don't know the answers to right now.
That's the voice of Hall of Famer Dan Pompey. He's with you guys at 7:25. What did you make of the four-letter network's draft analyst Eric Moody naming Bears' fourth-round pick Ruben Hippolyte II one of the worst picks in the entire draft? Are you looking forward to his response on Friday at rookie minicamp? The Maryland product, who wasn't initially invited to the combine, might have gone undrafted, according to Moody, because the Bears, jumped at his 4.39 40 time at his pro day over his undersized frame.
Well, he fits the speed component. I think this was maybe a little harsh, but I don't know. I did think he was overdrafted. I have to be honest about my assessment. It's not Eric Moody's, and I guess somebody has to be last or somebody has to be worst. I look at Ruben Hippolyte, and I see a 5'11", 236-pound, undersized linebacker. He better be fast. He better be extremely fast and better be able to help you on special teams. But if you draft him in the fourth round, I also think he's got to be a guy that you eventually envision counting on linebacker, playing defense in Dennis Allen's defense. And I just don't know that that's as conceivable as you might think. Look, we've seen the highlights. This guy can fly, and when he gets there, he will hit you. I do think when you watch some of the hits, you wonder if it's all speed related, and I wonder how he can shed blockers. I worry about 320-pound guards engulfing him. I worry about the way that he might, you know, be run over by a running back who might be have a low center of gravity. Guy like, I'd love to see Kyle Manungai against Maryland this year to see if he ran through Hippolyte. There are some concerns because you never see the – you see all the highlights, but you don't see the ones where he's missing tackles or staying on blocks too long. So this might be overly harsh, but I do think that the Bears maybe reached here in the fourth round.
Who's Eric Moody? Eric Moody ever wear a jockstrap? Eric Moody ever been to an NFL game? Eric Moody ever had season tickets to the Bears? Who's Eric Moody to tell us that this is the worst draft pick? Okay, that was my inner – you know, that's a famous clip right there.
Thanks, Bill.
Ruben Hippolyte, I think, is Jack Sanborn 2.0. That's what he is, a tackling machine. He made a gazillion tackles at Maryland.
Started 46 games.
He's got a lot of experience. I think he's a guy that you'll see on special teams quite a bit, and maybe that takes another linebacker that they don't want to put out there on special teams. In that, you know, out there and special teams, we've talked about it on this show plenty. Mully, you've talked about it a ton. Special teams sometimes gets overlooked, and if this guy can get downfield and make a tackle constantly and be a backup to the linebacking core, so what? Again, who's the Four Letter Network's Eric Moody? You ever wear a jockstrap?
Yeah, I don't know that the guy's the worst pick in the draft or anything like that, but I really do wonder why they chose him in the fourth round. I get the speed thing, Dustin, which right there, the speed thing makes him a much different player than the aforementioned linebacker. He's the fastest linebacker in the draft. But how tall is he? 5'11"?
Yeah. 236.
I don't know that's going to play. And I think that, you know, I'm always worried when somebody has speed over other elements to his game that you draft a way to see how fast he runs. Well, you know, how many plays does he make? And I think that it makes me wonder how good a player he is if you're the only one that sees it. So it's I don't know a lot about the kid. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I doubt he'll say much about it when asked. I don't think that was a serious comment about you looking forward to what he has to say about it. No, I'm not. But I think that guys with speed show up, and you see them in minicamp situations, etc. I think his speed will show. But if he really looks undersized, I don't know, man.
He's got a tremendous chip on his shoulder now, and he's got a motivation if he needs it. I don't think guys who are this accomplished may need it, but if he's looking for any, it's easy to find. If I were ranked the worst draft pick of the 2025 NFL draft, I would use that every day. I would put that in my locker, and I'd wake up to seeing that and being motivated and driven to prove that guy wrong.
You can get a really good player in the fourth round. There are plenty of examples of fourth-round players who are good players. So you better not have thrown away a draft pick, whoever is determining that you did.
Well, they didn't do that in the third round, so.
Want to see him do something. I think, mercifully, they've never really been successful in the third round.
Well, that's why they didn't do it this year.
Yeah,
they didn't have a third rounder.
That's right. And they got, who'd they get in the fifth round? That was the corner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zay.
Yeah, that they were kind of targeting. All right, we've got the extra point next. We'll get right to it. Mully and Haw on the score.
Who the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.